Hello there. Today is a Thanksgiving story.
What have I got to be thankful for? Anyway, I can't think of anything special,
Grandpa. Oh, well, let's think about it, Jimmy. It's true you just moved to town and left all your old friends behind, but you'll make new friends. Just being thankful helps.
But what about Dad? He doesn't have a job yet, and I'm sure we won't have a turkey for our dinner.
Maybe not. But your mother and Grandma will do the best they can with what they have, and it'll be good because of the love they prepare it with. See, Thanksgiving isn't always what you have, but how thankful you are to God. Let me tell you a story. It's about a man who had nothing, no home, no job, just a few ragged clothes. He was separated from his family because he had a terrible disease called leprosy. This disease was slowly destroying him. But one day, he felt hope returning. Jesus, who healed the sick and raised the dead, was coming. All of the poor lepers who lived in the caves with him decided to go find him.
We'll go and see this Jesus. He's our only hope.
As they went down the road, they saw Jesus coming.
Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
When Jesus saw them, he told them to go and show themselves to the priest. This was because a leper couldn't go back to where well people were until the priest saw that he was free from the leprosy and called clean. Now, something wonderful happened. As they went, they were healed. Now, when the one I've been telling you about saw he was healed, he was so thankful, he ran back to Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Master. Thank you. Glory to God. I'm healed.
Didn't I heal 10 men? Then where are the 9? Does only this Samaritan return to give glory to God? Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you.
Boy, I see what you mean, Grandpa. If that leper could thank Jesus for giving him life, so can I.
Jesus died on the cross for our sins in our place to give us everlasting life. Like the leper, you must come to him and thank him. If you want this life, let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. Come into my heart and make it clean and new. Thank you for giving me everlasting life. Amen.